Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 versus Sony WF-1000XM3, which is better and why? Still comparing Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 versus Sony WF-1000XM3? Not sure which one would be actually suitable for you? Then in this article, Resense will go through everything there is to know about these headphones. Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 Overview. With this second iteration, Sennheiser has made significant improvements to its original attempt at wireless earbuds. This is already one of the most cord-free and reliable audio experiences that you will find. Pros: great comfort, great audio quality, excellent ANC performance, battery life is improved, companion iOS app and Android app. Cons: work is needed, onboard controls, official sweat resistance is not provided, expensive. Sony WF-1000XM3 Overview. Sony has set the tone for this pair of wireless earbuds. They are very affordable at current prices and offer a great deal. Although the ANC performance is excellent, the earbuds have a long battery and provide great audio quality. However, some of the features may not be as effective as they claim. Pros: great quality of audio, comfortable fit with the proper seal, excellent ANC performance, solid battery life, improved controls onboard. Cons: water resistance is not an option, work is needed to create an adaptive sound mode, case is larger, require more adjustment. Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 versus Sony WF-1000XM3 Comparison. Comfort and fit. Momentum TW2 has slightly better ergonomics and is suitable for most people. Although WF-1000XM3 is quite comfortable, the tri-hold design does not work for everyone. Sennheiser's earbuds offer more comfort and ergonomic housing that is suitable for most people. You must master how to insert them correctly. Otherwise, they might be mistaken for being too large. The lack of hooks or ear fins makes them very flexible. Even though they bounce slightly, they stay in your ears even while running. This is a common problem with most wireless buds. Sony WF-1000XM3, on the other hand, offers the exact fit, but with slightly different comfort. While some users say they can wear them for hours without problems, others complain about irritation after only 30 minutes. Their tri-hold design should complement the inner ear's natural structures and grab all the right spots for more excellent stability. You might find yourself liking or loathing their comfort, as not everyone has the same ears. Momentum TW2 is a safer option if you prefer to be safe. Sony comes with 7 pairs of ear tips in their box instead of the 4 that Sennheiser offers. Design and hardware. The Sony WF-1000XM3 earbuds have a sleek design and are very comfortable. The earbuds have a tri-point contact system that evenly distributes pressure throughout your ears. Sony offers multiple sets of ear tips to provide stability, comfort, as well as noise isolation. Although the charging case is quite bulky, it can be easily carried around in your pocket. Both the Sennheiser and Sony cases can charge via USB-C, and both support Qi wireless charging. Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 comes with a similar-sized charging case that matches the large earbuds. These may cause discomfort for those with smaller ears. Some users complained that the earbuds placed too much pressure on their ears. The Sony buds do not have an official IP rating, but they are IPX4 rated. We don't recommend the Momentum TW2 for exercising because they aren't as secure as dedicated workout earbuds. The touch panels on both pairs of wireless earbuds allow you to control your music and answer calls without having to reach for your phone. Both headsets can be reconfigured in the respective mobile apps. Advanced features. Nearly all true wireless buds feature a companion app. The Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 and Sony WF-1000XM3 aren't exceptions. You can remap touch controls using the Sony Headphones Connect app, which allows you to access intelligent assistants, ambient noise pass-through, etc. Either create your EQ or use one of the presets provided by Sony. You can also enable adaptive sound control, which adjusts ambient noise based on the environment. Another unique feature, you can choose to prioritize audio quality and connection stability. The Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 Touch controls work in the same way as Sony's. You can access your intelligent assistant, control media playback, adjust ambient noise pass-through, answer calls and adjust ANC. The Sennheiser Smart Control app allows you to remap touch controls, adjust the sound, download firmware updates and toggle transparent hearing. Both headsets have automatic ear detecting sensors. Media playback is automatically paused when an earbud is removed. It resumes again when the earbuds are inserted. This feature can be disabled within the apps. You can also access firmware updates through both apps, which is crucial for product longevity. Bluetooth codecs. The Momentum TW2 works via Bluetooth 5.1 and supports the AAC, SBC, AAC, and aptX Bluetooth codecs. This makes them an excellent choice for both Android and iPhone users. The Sennheiser headphones don't support Bluetooth multipoint like the Sony WF-1000XM3. You will need to switch between the source and destination devices manually. The Sony WF-1000XM3 connects to your device via Bluetooth 5.0. This ensures that they have a strong connection. Although the Sony Buds are compatible with AAC and SBC, they do not support Sony's LDAC codec. Sony has a clever trick up its sleeve. It uses DSEHX processing for compressed audio to upscale it comparable to high-resolution audio files. Noise cancellation. Both have comparable active noise cancellation performances. They can eliminate low frequencies and struggle a bit with the high end. These are small wireless earbuds that can be used as true wireless headphones. You won't get the same cancellation rate with larger headphones. These are your best options if you want wireless earbuds that can be used for this purpose, other than Apple AirPods Pro. Both do a great job starting with low-end sounds. These are worth considering if you are bothered by engine sounds or any other noises around you. The noise-canceling effect is more negligible if you increase the frequency. The chattering is somewhat muted but not too much. ANC cannot block the chipping of birds when you are outside. Even the most powerful noise-canceling headphones can't eliminate high-pitched sounds. There are very few differences between them when it comes to canceling speeches. Sennheiser's may be more effective than Sony in some instances. However, there is no definitive answer, as one firmware update could change everything. It is also worth mentioning that the Sony Headphones app allows you to adjust the ANC intensity. This is something Sennheiser cannot do. Batteries. Sony WF-1000XM3 wins handily, providing approximately an hour of additional battery life with or sans noise cancellation. Despite Sennheiser's improvement in battery on Momentum TW2, which offers 7 hours of playtime, it still falls short of the 8 hours provided by Sony. We got about 4 hours with Momentum's and 5 with Sony's in our testing. Both earbuds have a USB-C port that supports fast charging at similar efficiency. A 10-minute charge gives you the same 1.5-hour boost. Unfortunately, neither offers wireless charging. The Sennheiser has one redeeming feature, longer total batteries 35 hours versus 24. Durability. Sennheiser Momentum TW2 is more durable than the original and has an IPX4 rating. It also comes with a sleeker case. This Sennheiser earbud is a better choice if you need earbuds to use outside. Sony's earbuds are not bad, however. They fit perfectly and are perfect for sporting activities. Sony's do not have IP ratings, so even a little bit of sweat can cause damage. They can be soaked in work, but they are not recommended for expensive gadgets such as WF-1000XM. The Sennheiser earbuds are an audiophile but can withstand a little sweat and light rain. They are sweatproof and can withstand light water splashes, thanks to their IPX4 rating. Both charging cases are incredibly well built and feature high quality hinges. Momentum's charging case may look and feel more premium because it is smaller and covered with fabric. Sound. Both can produce excellent sound, but the signatures of each will be different. Both of these earbuds are great in terms of sound quality. They're comparable to wireless earbuds. They are tuned slightly differently. Both have a punchy bass, but Sony WF-1000XM3 is a little more fun and exciting to listen to. Momentum TW2 has a refined sound and a larger soundstage. Sony's sound is more appealing to the masses. The bass is low and produces a pleasant rumble. Sennheiser's mid-range and treble sound a little more forward than Sennheiser's. This can make it a bit difficult to hear your music loud. Momentum 2 sounds smoother with a slightly recessed middle, making it seem more subtle to some. You can make their sound live by adding mids and air to the treble with EQ. Both are excellent at detail retrieval, but Sennheiser Momentum 2 gives you more micro details. Price. Sony's premium true wireless earbuds were initially sold for $230. This put them in a lovely spot. They were $19 less than Apple's AirPods Pro, another excellent ANC option, and $30 more than the Jabra Elite 75T, a fantastic choice for true wireless non-ANC. This price is known to be more affordable than it appears. Sony temporarily reduced the price to $200 earlier this year. Sennheiser's Momentum True Wireless 2 at $300 is very close to the top of this range. The price is the same as the Master and Dynamic Wireless MW07 Plus, which we previously praised for their true wireless sound quality. According to our knowledge, only Bang & Olufsen's expensive Beoplay E8 was more expensive at $350. Sony has the edge with at least $70 savings over Momentum True Wireless 2. But Sennheiser may be able to justify its higher price by offering better performance. Conclusion. Although the contest was close, the Sony WF-1000XM3 was the winner. It is more affordable, has a longer battery, and offers more features. It is not objectively clear which Sennheiser or Sony buds are better. It all depends on what you value from ANC true wireless buds. Resense hopes you maybe choose the best true wireless buds for yourself, and if you are confusing, you could read the compare post between the Sennheiser Momentum and AirPods Pro for more info. Let us know if you have any questions.